Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Body, Rob Weaver, along with Justin Mangold from Franklin Monroe High School in Pittsburgh, Ohio. We've got a game here between Fort Recovery and Franklin Monroe. The Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe. They've got a pretty good record, Justin.
Yeah, they are 14-4 on the season compared to Fort Recovery, 6-8. So Franklin Monroe played four more games than the Indians have so far.
We are being heard tonight on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome all of you listening wherever you're listening from and hope you enjoy the broadcast this evening. Lady Indians need a win here tonight.
Yeah, coming off a loss against Coldwater on Saturday, 34-31, they've lost two in a row, also losing to New Knoxville a couple weeks ago. So looking to get back in the win column. The last win was against South Adams back on the 15th.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff. His staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And to start the game here, Franklin Monroe gets the tap. Bell Cable came up with the basketball. Inside, back outside, and they threw it away. Turnover. As Stella Schellebarger tried to hit Bell Cable on the wing, and it went out of bounds.
Other than those two, Kennedy Morris, Chloe Peters, and Karina Conley starting for Franklin Monroe. Brooke Colleague, Kiera Wendell, Olivia Patz, Val Mullenkamp, Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery.
Here's Allie Vaughn with the basketball. She'll feed off here. There's Kiera Wendell. Val Mullenkamp with the basketball down the lane. Flies the shot up. No good off the glass. Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe to Stella Schellebarger. And here come the Lady Jets. No score in the ball game. The first quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for sales in Arcanum. Just right down the road here from Pittsburgh in Arcanum. And in Indiana, in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Foul is called on Fort Recovery. Who is that on?
That was on Brooke Colleague.
Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open open Monday through Thursday night until 7 p.m. for your convenience. Here's a shot from the left side, up and no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Allie Vaughn. So the Lady Jets will get the basketball back here.
Bad luck for Fort Recovery. A couple of these rebounds just coming out way deep.
Getting the inbounds pass is Bell Cable. Maybe Cable Bell would be better. Bell Cable is her name. It's up and good from the top of the key on a three-pointer by Chloe McGlinch. Chloe McGlinch hits her first shot to make it 3-0, and Franklin Monroe with the early lead. Brooke Colleague on the right side, it goes to Val Mullenkamp, back out to Allie Vaughn, goes down low to Olivia Patch. Ball's knocked away from Olivia and picked up by Franklin Monroe by Kennedy Morris. Out front with the basketball, Morris, she'll pass over on the right side to Bell Cable. Back outside. There's Kennedy Morris with it again. She'll pass over on the right wing. Here's a drive underneath and then pass back out on the left wing. Shots up, no good by Kennedy Morris. Rebound for recovery. Here's Allie Vaughn coming down. Allie will pass in the middle to Val Mullenkamp. Fires from the free throw line off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Kiera Wendell. Right side to Brooke Colleague. She'll fire a 15-footer. It won't go. Rebound Bell Cable of Franklin Monroe. Cable comes down. We have not heard anything from the Fort Recovery schools regarding school tomorrow, but I think you probably could guess what the announcement's going to be. But so far, no announcement from Fort Recovery. Jay County schools are closed. Blackford County schools are closed. Southern Wells schools are closed. And Randolph Central schools are closed as well. Those are the closing announcements for schools we have for tomorrow as of right now. Here's a shot from the left corner by Allie Vaughn. Three-pointer good. Allie Vaughn ties the game 3-3.
Good to see the Indians make an early three. Their outside shooting has not been all that good this year.
Well, offense has been their really main problem. They just can't seem to score.
Yeah, only 55 points combined the last two games.
There's a three-pointer up and good by Franklin Monroe's Karina Conley.
And she is their star. She leads them in most of their points per game throughout the season.
I think that's two threes for her tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Here's Val Mollenkamp with the basketball, stopping, passing over on the right to Brooke Colleague. Brooke dribbling back out to Olivia Patch. Olivia over to Allie Vaughn on the left. Allie dribbling the basketball out top. Passing inside. Kiara Wendell can't find the handle on the ball, but picks it back up. Now inside to Olivia Patch, back outside to Brooke Colleague. Colleague will go to Val Mollenkamp. Allie Vaughn with the basketball to Val Mollenkamp in the left corner. Fires a three, and it doesn't go. Rebound Brooke Colleague underneath. It's partially blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Karina Conley. Karina thought she had a clean swipe at the ball.
Yeah, tough call. That was pretty clean.
If you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. At the line is Brooke Colleague, and she misses the free throw. Franklin Monroe leads 6-3 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Here's one more. It's up and no good again. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp and banks it in. Well, that makes up for the missed free throws. Val Mollenkamp hits the short six-footer on the left, and that makes it 6-6. The score, is that right?
No, it should be 6-5.
I was going to say, I thought she missed both free throws. And their ball is kicked out of bounds. They say it went off of Franklin Monroe, Stella Schellebarger. Again, Franklin Monroe, 14-4 on the year. But, hey, let's face it, they do not play in the same kind of league that the Indians play in. Much tougher league for the MAC Conference.
Plus, the non-conference schedule Fort Recovery has played so far.
Very tough.
Yes.
Kiara Wendell at the free throw line, pops it and hits it. Kiara Wendell makes it 7-6. Lady Indians on top by one. Full court pressure here for Fort Recovery. Driving underneath, and the shot's up, no good off the rim. Rebound Brooke Colleague as Karina Conley missed that shot driving in. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Brooke Colleague on the right side. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Val will lob it in, tried to Olivia Patch, but the pass was over her head and retrieved by Kennedy Morris of the Lady Jets. Paige Fortkamp sitting here ready to check in a moment. On the left to Conley, she fires and hits a three, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And call Allie Vaughn with the foul.
And Karina Conley's pretty much had all their shots. She does have all their points. So a chance for a rare four-point play off the foul from Fort Recovery.
Does not happen too often. Conley at the line.
Allie Vaughn picks up the foul, her first. Conley going for her 10th point already.
Puts it in the air, and it is good. Is it Karina or Karina?
Karina.
Karina? Karina Conley hits the free throw to make it 10-7. She gets four-point play out of that. And Lady Indians are down by three. Val Mollenkamp with it. 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. There's Brooke Colleague with it. Passing back to Kiara Wendell. On the left to Val Mollenkamp. Val will pass back to Allie Vaughn, who lost the ball. She saved it, but into the hands of Conley of Franklin Monroe. Conley comes down, pops the shot, and got it. Karina Conley makes it 12-7, a five-point lead all of a sudden. So they have scored here six in a row after trailing 7-6, and they lead 12-7. Stolen by Conley. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Karina Conley comes down, and she has it knocked loose. Picked up. Nice steal there. Well, Franklin Monroe got it back.
Timeout call by Franklin Monroe. Well-timed timeout because Conley was really needing a break.
So timeout on the court here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. I'm Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold tonight from Franklin Monroe. We'll be back in just a moment.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Well, it could have been a coyote. There's quite a few around the area. You see any coyotes out your way?
Not lately. It's been a while.
Franklin Monroe with the basketball, passing it in, is Belle Cable to Karina Conley, back to Cable. Now she'll give the basketball over here to Chloe Peters. Peters hasn't hardly touched the ball. Belle Cable back outside, over to Peters on the right. Has it knocked loose by Fort Recovery's. And we have a foul called here on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's Paige Fortcamp had knocked that ball loose a moment ago, but Franklin Monroe got it back, and now a foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp.
That's her first foul, team third.
Don't forget about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. It probably is. Franklin Monroe with the ball. They're leading here 12-7 over Fort Recovery. Inside shots good by Conley. Karina Conley makes it 14-7. And the Lady Jets have doubled the score on the Lady Indians.
And Conley has all 14.
1:30 to go in the first quarter. There's a shot way off the beam by Allie Vaughn. And now a fight for the rebound. And let's see what the decision was here. Well, it's a foul on Fort Recovery.
Brenna Holman picks up the personal.
Brenna Holman gets the personal foul. 1:28 to go here in the first quarter of play. Belle Cable brings it down for Franklin Monroe. Double teamed here and lost the ball out of bounds. Did we touch it?
Yeah, she threw it off the one of the Indians.
Okay.
Yeah, she realized she was trapped, so just knocked it off.
Throwing the ball in here for Franklin Monroe is Kennedy Morris. Goes into Belle Cable. Cable back over here to Chloe Peters. Peters on the right side to Belle Cable. Tries to go inside to Peters, and there's a foul called on Paige Fortcamp of Fort Recovery.
That's already five team fouls on the Indians.
Paige, one of the sophomores on the team. Out of bounds to the Lady Jets. They lead 14-7, 1:09 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first scoreboard. Here's Conley getting the pass inside and blew the shot. Thank goodness. Rebound comes to Paige Fortcamp.
A rare miss.
Over to Kiara Wendell. Brooke Colleague's going to report back in here in a moment. Here's Brenna Holman with it, passing on the right side to Kiara Wendell. Thinks about shooting but doesn't. Gives to Val Mollenkamp, top of the key, and she drains it. Val Mollenkamp with a three. And the Indians finally get off. They only say a two?
Yeah, it's just a long two.
Wow. Only a two. We finally got off that seven to make it 9 points now for Fort Recovery. We trail 14-9. And Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn knocks the ball out of bounds. Allie will take a rest, and Brooke Colleague coming back in for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery coached by Brian Patch, of course, and the Lady Jets by Brandy Foreman. Belle Cable with the basketball, passing on the left side. Tried to get it into Conley, and I think Val Mollenkamp knocked it loose. Picked up by Brooke Colleague. Turnover, Franklin Monroe. Kiara Wendell down to Brooke Colleague, back outside. Paige Fortcamp with it. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Dribbling the ball, passing on the left. Brenna Holman with it now, and has it stolen away by Belle Cable. Cable racing down and throws it up over the top of Paige Fortcamp. Fortcamp's called for the foul. The shot was no good. And Belle Cable's going to the line with two free throws here.
Two fouls now on Paige Fortcamp.
Came with only 5.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy.
And Fort Recovery's one in the hold for the final shot of the quarter and ended up turning it over.
Cal Pharmacy, your local Health Mart pharmacy. Again in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, and for sales and over in Indiana, in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Free throw is good by Brooke Cable. That makes it 15-9 now. Fort Recovery down by six. Coach Brian Patch having a long conversation with the official here. Here's the next one by Bell Cable. It's good also. The Indians have 6 seconds to get a shot off. 16-9. Here comes Kiera Wendell on the left corner, shot by Brooke Kollig. Oh, it doesn't go right off the rim. Pretty good shot, but did not go. So the quarter comes to an end. Port Recovery Lady Indians trailing the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets 16-9 after one. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold here at Franklin Monroe in Pittsburgh, Ohio, which is south of Greenville. And the score is 16-9. Lady Indians down by 7, but we have the basketball to start the second quarter. First quarter stats.
Fort Recovery, 4 of 10, 40%, 1 of 4 on threes, and 0 for 2 at the line. Franklin Monroe, 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 on threes, and 3 for 3 at the line. Rebounding, 6 to 5 for the Indians, and turnovers, 6 for Fort Recovery, and 5 for Franklin Monroe, as Mollenkamp hits the shot.
Val hit a shot on the left side, about 15 feet away or so. So Val Mollenkamp makes it 16-11. Here's a shot up by Bell, or by Peters, rather, of Franklin Monroe. It's no good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call the foul on Kiera Wendell. And so to the line for the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets goes Chloe Peters, 5'9", junior.
By the way, I noticed Fort Recovery 6-9 on the season, not 6-8. After the loss to Coldwater on Saturday.
Fort Recovery will play at home against Marion Local on Thursday. Well, maybe. Free throws up and good again. So they are 4 out of 4 at the line tonight, 18-11. Franklin Monroe leads by 7 here. Fort Recovery boys slated to play at Marion Local on Friday. And Peeney Judy is only 11 points away from 1,000 points, which may happen on Friday. Unless the Marion Local defense really turns it on. They call over and back on Fort Recovery. So tossing it in right in front of us here is Franklin Monroe's Kennedy Morris.
After tonight, the Indians with 6 games left on the season.
Tourney pairings will be announced this Sunday. So we'll have those for you on Monday on our sports. Shot by Bell Cables up no good. Rebound comes to Kiera Wendell. Kiera brings it down right side to Brooke Kollig. Kollig lobs it in to Olivia Patch. Turns, fires. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. Back out to Kiera Wendell into Olivia Patch. Mollenkamp corner shot does not go. Too long. Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe. Well, it's been the same all year. We just can't get a good shooting percentage for this team. They just can't shoot well.
Even the open shots don't go in.
Peters with the ball on the left side to Bell Cable into Conley. She banks it in. She's a nice-looking player.
Yeah, a real mismatch from Brooke Kollig was guarding her last time.
Karina Conley, and she's only a junior, so she'll be back to bug us next year.
Three guards!
Olivia Patch on the left side on the wing. 20-11. Lady Indians down by 9. Here's Kiara Wendell on a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp inside. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Peters of Franklin Monroe. Over to Bell Cable. Cable brings it down across the timeline.
Indians have done a better job of keeping the ball to Conley's hands this quarter, at least.
Kind of a sparse crowd here tonight, as you can imagine, with the extreme cold weather that we have. And unfortunately, the Lady Indians are following the weather with cold shooting tonight.
Yeah, 5-15 now.
Here's a drive by Conley, no good, missed it. Rebound picked down by Olivia Patch, and here come the Lady Indians. Kiara Wendell right side to Allie Vaughn, back out top to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the left to Brooke Collig. Olivia Patch turns, fires, hits. Olivia Patch with a basket from the free throw line. That makes it 20-13. That was a much needed two-pointer for Fort Recovery.
Patch's first points tonight. In 2013, Franklin Monroe in the lead. 4:45 left in the second.
Bell Cable to Conley. Back out top it goes. There's Cable getting it back. Here's Peters with the ball. And she tried to pass the ball over to Franklin Monroe's Kennedy Morris, and it went out of bounds. Unforced turnover there, which we'll take.
6 turnovers now in Franklin Monroe.
And a basket here. We're back to within 5. It's 20-13 at the moment. Lady Indians down here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And Fort Recovery throws it away. Turnover, Lady Indians. Back out top to Bell Cable. Don't forget K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service Fort Recovery. Looks like Franklin Monroe wants a timeout as they lead here 20-13 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll return in a moment here at Franklin Monroe right after we pause for this.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
4:10 remaining here in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Lady Indians down 20-13, but we have the ball. Brooke Collig with it. Passing on the right baseline to Olivia Patch, to Allie Vaughn, back out top to Mollenkamp. On the left wing to Kiara Wendell, to Mollenkamp. And she throws the pass away intended for Allie Vaughn. Picked off there by Franklin Monroe's Kennedy Morris. Right side, there's Stella Schellebarger back in the game. Schellebarger will hand off to Kennedy Morris. Bell Cable goes inside to Conley, puts it up and in. Karina Conley scoring inside. And makes it now 22-13.
She has 18 points. She just cannot let her catch the ball that low.
Allie Vaughn has the ball, and she's tied up. Tied up there by the Lady Jets, Stella Schellebarger, 18 points already. Wow.
14 of those in the first quarter.
Do you have any idea what her average is?
I'm not sure. The last game I saw, she had 27, so it's not unusual to have a high total like this.
Bell Cable with the basketball across the timeline. On the left side it goes to Peters. Back out top to Kennedy Morris. Right side to Bell Cable. Bell looks, goes to Karina Conley. Conley passing now right side to Schellebarger. Back on the left to Peters. Back out top it goes to Kennedy Morris. Back over to Stella Schellebarger. She'll pass off now to Peters. Schellebarger gets it back. Back out top to Bell Cable. Fires a three and missed it way off. And they say it went off Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. So Franklin Monroe will have the basketball.
Okay, so the Indians have done a better job on Conley, at least in this quarter.
Pass comes in to Conley, fires it up, missed it. Kind of forced that shot. Brooke Collig tried to draw the foul, but she didn't get it. Fort Recovery does have the rebound. Kiara Wendel on the left to Brooke Collig. 2:30 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Inside to Val Mollenkamp and missed the shot. I mean, perfect execution of the offense, but Val just couldn't hit the shot.
Yep, they ran on play how they were supposed to, just too strong.
Inside for Franklin Monroe. They're going to call traveling on Kennedy Morris. That'll give the ball back to the Lady Indians.
Bring a home run back in for Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch out.
Well, you know, it's still only 22-13. I mean, we got 2:16 to go in the first half here. We get a basket here. We're only down by seven.
Yeah, ideally cut it to at least five at halftime.
Brooke Collig, right side, passing back out top to Brenna Homan. On the left to Kiara Wendel. Inside now to Allie Vaughn. Back outside to Kiara Wendel. Cross-court pass to Brooke Collig. Fires a shot. It's no good. And a foul on the rebound underneath. They're going to call Fort Recovery with the rebound. Allie Vaughn. I mean, Fort Recovery with the foul, I should say. Allie Vaughn commits the foul.
Vaughn, second foul, so Patch will go back in. But just under 2 minutes to play.
So we have 22-13 score.
And 1:57 to play. It'll be a 1-1 for Franklin Monroe. Stella Schellebarger.
Don't forget, Fort Recovery is your New Holland and Kloss Farm equipment dealer. And they also carry that great lineup of Simplicity lawn and garden equipment. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. And the free throw is up and good by the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets, Stella Schellebarger. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good again.
She will come out. Chloe McGlinch will go in.
Are they perfect from the line so far?
Yes. They are 7-for-7. They do not sub a whole lot. I'll give them that. McGlinch, a rare sub.
24-13 now. 11-point lead for Franklin Monroe here in the second quarter. Brenna Homan on the left of Val Mollenkamp. Val passes to Kiara Wendel. Tries to go down low to Olivia Patch and threw it away. Turnover, Lady Indians. Bell Cable with the basketball.
Well, if you don't shoot the ball very well, you can't turn it over 11 times in the first half like the Indians have.
Yeah, the combination of the two there, a very bad combination. Here's Conley has a shot blocked by Olivia Patch, and Fort Recovery comes up with a beautiful block by Olivia. Here's Kiara Wendel on the left side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling the ball, stopping, passing to Brooke Collig. Goes to Olivia Patch in the left corner. Inside, shot's no good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebound out of bounds. He's going to get it. Fort Recovery, they say. The Lady Jets touched it last. 1:03 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
And Conley blocked that last shot by the Indians.
Into Val Mollenkamp, spins, fires, and hits. Val Mollenkamp got the pass pretty close inside and scores.
And now 8 points for Mollenkamp. Again, 24-15. Indians down by nine.
So, I don't know what happened there. Somebody kicked the ball or something?
Yeah, just knocked out of bounds.
So, Franklin Monroe still has it at midcourt. Putting it back in play here. Right side it goes to Bell Cable. Passing on the left to Peters. Drives and misses. Over the outstretched arms of Olivia Patch. And they say Fort Recovery lost it out of bounds. Chloe McGlinch in the game now for Franklin Monroe, and there she goes out. Yeah. As Stella Schellebarger comes back in.
Their subs do not stay on the court very long. So pretty much five deep.
Inbounds pass, Kennedy Morris goes to Bell Cable. Now down in the lane there to Stella Schellebarger. She takes it back outside. Here's Kennedy Morris driving, passing over to Peters, now to Bell Cable. Over on the left side. to Stella Schellebarger back out, and they're going to just hold the ball here for the final shot. Down to 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Franklin Monroe with the ball and the 24-15 lead. Here's Bell Cable gunning one up. No good. Rebound. Fort Recovery. We've got time to score. Here's a shot. Now he can't get the shot off. And there should be time on the clock here. Come on.
There should be, but there's not going to be.
There should have been another second on the clock.
At least.
At least that much. Oh, well. 24-15, a 9-point lead here for the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They have outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment here at halftime as Fort Recovery trailing 24-15 right after we pause for this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver here with Justin Mangold back at Franklin Monroe High School in Pittsburgh, Ohio. And again, a reminder of the school announcements we have at this particular time. Jay County schools are closed tomorrow. Blackford County schools are closed tomorrow. Southern Wells schools are closed tomorrow. And the Randolph Central schools in Winchester and Deerfield are closed tomorrow. Those are the closing announcements we have at this time. Again, Jay County, Blackford County, Southern Wells, and Randolph Central all closed for tomorrow, and I'm sure we're going to have more added to that list before the evening is over with. Expecting wind chill around 30 below zero when we get up tomorrow morning. Well, let's move over to Justin Mangold, who has a look at the halftime stats. Justin?
Again, Franklin Monroe with the lead, 24-15 for the Jets. They were 5 of 10 the first quarter for 50%. 2 of 9, 22% in the second quarter. So Franklin Monroe, 7 of 19, 37% at the half. They are 3 of 7 on threes for 43%. and 7-for-7, a perfect 100% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery 4-of-10 shooting the first quarter, 40%. 3-of-10, 30% the second quarter. So the Indians 7-of-20, 35% shooting at the half. 1-of-7 on threes for 14%. And only 2 free throws in that first half, and missed them both early in the first quarter. Rebounding 14-10 in favor of Fort Recovery. And turnovers, the Indians with 11, and Franklin Monroe with 8. For the Jets, 18 points for Karina Conley, 2 each for Bell Cable, Stella Schellebarger, and Chloe Peters. Fort Recovery led by Val Mullenkamp with 8, 3 for Allie Vaughn, 2 for Olivia Patch, and 2 for Kiara Wendell. Again, 16-9 the lead after 1 at the half. Franklin Monroe 24 and Fort Recovery 15.
Just not enough makes. That's what it comes down to, 35% from the field.
Yeah, both teams made 7, but Franklin Monroe made 3 three-pointers. Fort Recovery only made 1. And then Franklin Monroe outscoring Fort Recovery 7-0 at the free throw line. The big difference there.
Yes, Fort Recovery didn't have that many opportunities, only 2.
Yeah, could not get to the line.
But Franklin Monroe 7-of-7 at the free throw line.
That's because the Jets have been more aggressive to the hoop. I mean, they drive in, they draw the fouls, which Fort Recovery content to shoot the jumpers outside.
They have shot a lot of them.
Yes.
Well, we'll be back in a moment here at halftime. You're listening to Fort Recovery Lady Indian Basketball on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome you to the broadcasts. And again, the Lady Indians are scheduled to host Marion Local on Thursday night. And then they will play Valley on Saturday afternoon. I think the JV starts at 12, with the varsity to follow at about 1:30. We were, by the way, scheduled to broadcast the Valley game on the radio on Saturday, but due to other commitments, it will be heard just on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, the Fort Recovery boys have a game on Friday at Marion Local. Once again, PD Judy just 11 points away from 1,000 points. We hope he gets that over the hump. Be nice to do it at home, but probably not. He'll probably do that on Friday night. And then Saturday, Miss Cinnabar Valley is at Fort Recovery, a game that will be the Hall of Fame induction for Fort Recovery High School on Saturday night. We'll have that game for you on Saturday. We're not sure which one of our stations it will be on. It could be on our new FM, which is 105.3, if you haven't discovered 105.3. We have that new FM station, or our regular 100.9. Just kind of depends how things go this week. We'll try to let you know plenty ahead of time about that game on Saturday night. But we will have it one way or the other. If not at 100.9, it'll be at 105.3. And, of course, you can always hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well.
And the weather looks much better for the weekend, so should be able to get some games in.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, back at the Franklin Monroe High School on a cold, cold night. About set to go with the second half here.
24-16, the lead for Franklin Monroe. Already in the tourney in Indiana for the girls' side. A halftime score, Belmont leads Norwell 25-23. So one of the bigger games in the state of Indiana tonight. Got a foul called on Franklin Monroe.
Very big game. Two rated teams going at it there. As Indiana's tournament starts tonight, Fort Recovery's tournament will still be a couple of weeks away. As the tourney draw will be announced this, the tourney pairings for Ohio will be announced this Sunday for girls basketball. Val Mollenkamp hits both free throws. She makes it 24-17. And she was fouled on the play there by Karina Conley.
That was her second, so I'd like to get her another foul or two.
Down comes Franklin Monroe. Peters on the right side, back out top to Kennedy Morris. Here's Belle Cable with it. Hands off to Karina Conley. Right side to Peters, fires and hits. Three-point basket for Chloe Peters. Makes it 26-17. Well, just when we think we're starting to come back, they crank a three on us.
And that's her first basket, a pretty flat shot, but it went in.
There's Val Mollenkamp hitting a two from the free throw line. Makes it 26-19. Lady Indians back to within seven. And, boy, wasn't that kicking the ball?
No, she just threw it off the body of one of the Indians. And
shots up and no good by Peters, and Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. Left side it goes to Allie Vaughn, back out to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, passing over to Kiera Wendell. Left side to Colleague, firing and missing, too long. Rebound out of bounds, who's going to get it? They say Fort Recovery, as Bell Cable apparently touched it last. The Colleague shot a little bit too long there. We have learned now South Adams schools have closed for tomorrow. South Adams schools are closed tomorrow along with Jay County, Blackford, Southern Wells, and Randolph Central. Shots no good by the Lady Indians. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Down it goes on the left side. Back out top. Bell Cable with it. Over on the right to Kennedy Morris. Morris passing to Bell Cable, top of the key. On the left side there is Stella Schellebarger. Inside to Conley, missed the shot. Rebound, Brooke Colleague. Boy, she doesn't miss that very often.
She missed a couple. The first one was blocked. She got the ball back and missed again.
She was right inside but couldn't get it to go down. Olivia, go at him, Olivia. Olivia in the lane puts it up. Got it. Olivia Patch makes it a five-point game. 26-21. Lady Indians right in the thick of things. And, oh, my goodness, they're going to give the ball to Fort Recovery. They say Val Mollenkamp tipped it off of Fort Loramie, or off of Franklin Monroe, I should say. And it's Lady Indians basketball.
I just couldn't get up in time to get the ball back, could Franklin Monroe?
Allie Vaughn with it. Indians fighting the Lady Jets here. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a shot on the right side by Kiera Wendell. It's good from 15. 26-23, back to a three-point game. And the Lady Indians are right back in it. Boy, Franklin Monroe almost threw it away there again.
It's the closest it has been since the first quarter.
If I was Franklin Monroe's coach, I'd be thinking about a timeout here.
Yeah, very early in the first quarter even.
Right side to Kennedy Morris, back out to Bell Cable. On the left, there's Schellebarger, back outside to Bell Cable. They're not getting anything inside right now. There's a pass into Conley, double team, missed the shot, got the rebound, back up no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, which may not be a good thing because they've hit all seven of their free throws tonight.
Yeah, Franco Monroe getting a little frustrated, like you said, not able to get the ball inside. And that time, Conley just got it and fought her way for free throws.
Brenna Homan's going to come back in for Fort Recovery, so is Paige Fortkamp. Here comes the free throw up and good by Karina Conley, making it 27-23.
For recovery, we'll call timeout.
Coach Patch calls timeout. 4:55 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 27-23. Lady Indians only down by 4 points.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hey, we're right back in this, baby. Fort Recovery trailing only by 4, 27-23, with 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. On the Cooper Farms scoreboard, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Karina Conley at the free throw line for the Lady Jets. Free throw is up, and it is good. They are 9 out of 9 at the free throw line this evening.
Not too bad. Again, they lead by 5 now. 20 points for Conley.
Kiera Wendell on the right side to Brenna Homan. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. There's Val Mollenkamp. Triple team, and the jump ball is going to be called. As Schellebarger able to tie her up, she was triple teamed out top there.
Alternate possession goes to the Jets.
So Franklin Monroe with the basketball. Count that as a turnover. And there's the ball tipped away and stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Count that as a turnover on Franklin Monroe.
And the second or third time they've gone back-to-back on turnovers tonight.
Brenna Homan, cross-court pass to Kiera Wendell. Drives in, passes in the middle to Olivia Patch. On the left to Brenna Homan. I thought Kiera Wendell should have gone on in there on that last drive. But there's Val Mollenkamp hitting inside the lane and cuts the lead back to 3 again. 28-25, Franklin Monroe on top. They're 14-4 on the year. Lady Indians are 6-9. But there's a world of difference in the caliber of the teams in these two leagues. MAC conference much tougher, of course. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
But a home run picks up her second.
Pass comes in to Karina Conley back outside. Bell Cable with it now for the Lady Jets. Over to Karina Conley, guarded by Brenna Homan. Left side to Schellebarger, feeds over to Kennedy Morris. Morris goes around to the right side, dumps it to Bell Cable, and threw it away. She thought Karina Conley was going to come out for the ball. Instead, Karina cut to the basket. And there was nobody there to retrieve that basketball. So Fort Recovery gets a break on the turnover.
And turnovers are about even, 11 on the Jets and 12 on Fort Recovery.
Kiera Wendell comes down on the left side to Brenna Homan. Brenda dribbling the ball. Cooper Farms, third quarter. We're only down by 3 and now by 1. As Val Mollenkamp goes inside and scores. It's been a great third quarter for Fort Recovery. It's 28-27. Foul on Paige Fortkamp. Fouling Kennedy Morris, who was driving down the right side.
Most of this quarter's been the Val Mollenkamp show. She's up to 16 points.
If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Here comes the inbounds pass goes out deep here to Stella Schellebarger. Bell Cable with the ball now. Kennedy Morris on the left side, the Bell Cable back to Morris, open from three and got it. Kennedy Morris cranks a three. That makes it a four-point lead again at 31-27.
Inman's got lost on defense and she was wide open.
Left side to Brenna Homan. Homan cross-court pass over to Kiera Wendell. Wendell tries to go down low to Val Mollenkamp, and Franklin Monroe stole it away as Conley tipped it away. Bell Cable with the basketball. Right side it goes to Kennedy Morris inside. Shots up and good on the layup by Franklin Monroe's Chloe Peters. Makes it 33-27 now. Lady Jets on top by six. There's a shot up and good by Val Mollenkamp. She is having a terrific third quarter.
Yeah, just get her the ball and let her go at this point.
33-29. Down comes Conley driving in, blocked by Olivia Patch. Franklin Monroe got it back on the left side to Stella Schellebarger. She'll bring it back out top. 2:13 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. On the left side, there is a drive by Bell Cable. Back out to Conley. She goes in and misses, but she is fouled. Lady Indians had three players guarding her, and she draws the foul.
She still managed to work her way in, and again, they've been perfect at the line so far.
She only has 2 points this quarter on two free throws. Might as well count these. They've been perfect at the line tonight. Free throw is up, and it is good. 34-29 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Lady Indians down by five. Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch go out. Brooke Collig goes in, and Allie Vaughn goes in. Conley with one more. And it is up and good again. 35-29. Now it's a six-point lead. They are 13 out of 13 at the line tonight. Unbelievable. Hats off to them. Val Mollenkamp, three-point shot. It goes from the right side. Wow, what a quarter for Val. And it's 35-31, back to a four-point game. Here's Franklin Monroe beating the press, but the shot's no good. Conley got the rebound up, no good. Rebound, Brooke Collig. Here comes Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell with the basketball, and give it to Val Mollenkamp. Wendell goes down, hits in the lane. 35-33. What a different team we're seeing here in the second half, Justin.
Completely different. Just get Val Mollenkamp the ball, most of it, but that time Wendell took it in and scored.
And here's a drive to the right side by Kennedy Morris, and she scores. And Franklin Monroe wants timeout. A minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. It's 37-33. Again, Franklin Monroe with a four-point lead here in this basketball game from Franklin Monroe High School. We'll be back in a moment here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, right after we pause for this fine message from our friends at Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum in Ohio, and Bern in Union City, Indiana.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Once again, we've had several school closings for tomorrow already, including Jay County Schools, Blackford County Schools, Southern Wells Schools, South Adams Schools, and Randolph Central Schools are all closed for tomorrow. We have not heard from Fort Recovery yet.
Fort Recovery shooting 8 of 10 from the field this quarter, so they hurt us during that first half. Better shooting.
8 of 10, wow. Pretty impressive.
Up their best quarter of the year.
37-33, Lady Indians only down by 4 with the ball. Here's Val Mollenkamp on the outside, on the left of Brooke Collig. Tries to pass to Allie Vaughn. It's knocked out of bounds by Stella Schellebarger of Franklin Monroe. So Fort Recovery will get the ball on the far sideline. Again, we welcome you to our broadcast, whether you're listening on WPGW Radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Kiara Wendell out top. Right side it goes to Brenna Homan. Brenna passing to Brooke Collig, now to Brenna Homan. Homan goes to Val Mollenkamp, dribbling the ball to Brenna Homan. Homan goes in, back to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will pass back out to Kiara Wendell. Over on the left side it goes. There is Brenna Homan with the ball, cross-court pass to Brooke Collig. Collig goes to Mollenkamp, and was that not a foul? Yes, it was.
It was a late foul, but it was a foul.
The official standing over here wasn't going to call anything. So it's Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. The personal foul was whistled there on Karina Conley. That's her third.
And they're in trouble if she picks up a fourth and even fouls out.
Free throw is good by Val Mollenkamp. How many points has she had this quarter?
13
for Val Mollenkamp here in the third quarter. We're down to a three-point game, 37-34. Val will have one more coming.
Not a bad quarter.
And it's no good this time. Rolls off the rim. Rebound comes to Chloe Peters of Franklin Monroe. Down quickly it goes. There's Kennedy Morris with it. Back outside to Bell Cable. There's a shot fired up off the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe, knocked away by Brooke Collig. We've got time to score. Come on, guys. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's Kiara Wendell firing a three. Oh, it's no good. I thought for a moment it was online there, but it went off the mark.
Yeah, when she let it go, it looked like it was going to go in just a little off to the left.
37-34. Lady Indians are only behind by 3 points. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise with a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What a third quarter for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians are only down by three now, 37-34, into Allie Vaughn. There's Val Mollenkamp, three-point shot in and out. Rebound, Allie Vaughn fires it up. Got it! Allie Vaughn with the rebound. That makes it a one-point game, 37-36. We have never led in this game, I don't believe.
No. Fort Recovery got behind 6-3 early. Never got the lead.
Bell Cable out top. There's Peters firing, missing off the back of the rim. Rebound, Olivia Patch. And now the Lady Indians can take the lead for the first time. Down to Brooke Collig on the right side. Out top to Kiara Wendell. Kiara passing to Brooke Collig. There is Olivia Patch on the right, about 16 feet away. Dribbles back out a bit. Cross-court pass to Brooke Collig. Thinks about shooting, but doesn't. And the ball is tapped away, but a foul is called on the Lady Jets. That's whistled on Kennedy Morris. Number three on her.
I think they just called a kickball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the last foul was on Conley back at the end of the third quarter.
There's a shot fired up. Good, and Fort Recovery leads. Kiara Wendell hits one. Give us a 38-37 lead. Fort Recovery on top. First time in the game at about 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Oh! Val Mollenkamp almost stole the ball away, but knocks it out of bounds. It'll be given to Franklin Monroe.
Third quarter, Fort Recovery, 8 of 11, 73%, 0 for 2 on threes and 3 for 4 at the line. Franklin Monroe, only 4 of 12, 33%, 1 for 2 on threes and 4 for 4 at the line.
Franklin Monroe continues to be perfect at the free throw line, 13 out of 13. Here's Bell Cable firing and missing. Lady Indians have the ball, and Franklin Monroe has the cold shooting like the Lady Indians had in the first half. Here's Olivia Patch going to the hole. It's blocked by Karina Conley, and she steals it away. Down it goes. There's Peters firing it up. Missed the ball. Missed the shot. Blocked by Olivia Patch. Give her some help, somebody. Over to Kiara Wendell. Wendell brings it up. Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brooke Collig back out to Allie Vaughn. Boy, a shot here would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, one advantage Fort Recovery has is they're a lot deeper than Franklin Monroe is with a foul called inside, but Franklin Monroe has hardly subbed at all the entire game.
Olivia Patch got the pass down low, and she is fouled on the act of shooting. Missed the shot, so she will have two free throws here. This could widen the gap to 3 points. Come on, Olivia. Just had her birthday last week. Free throws up and good. 39-37, biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery over the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. One more for Olivia. Puts it up there and got it again. It's a three-point game, 40-37, Fort Recovery leading on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Down comes Karina Conley to Chloe Peters. Shot is blocked, and they call a foul on Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, after the rebound, Franklin Monroe called for a foul. That's the fourth team foul.
That's on Conley. That's her fourth.
Wow. And Fort Recovery's done an excellent job on her since that first quarter. Again, 14 in the first quarter for Conley, only 8 since then.
And they're going to take her out. Chloe McGlinch comes in. I don't know if I'd take her out or not.
Yeah, it's 5:35 left here in the fourth quarter. 40-34 or 7, Fort Recovery leading. So maybe another 90 seconds, put her back in.
I wouldn't leave her out very long.
No.
She's the key part of this team. Here's Kiara Wendell on the left to Brenna Homan. Yes! A three-point basket for Brenna Homan. How about that one?
Her first points tonight.
Brenna makes it 43-37. Yes, 43-37. And we got a foul called.
Yeah, Brown Mullenkamp called for a foul up the court. That's her fourth.
Brenna Homan hits a three-point shot, her biggest shot of her career.
Didn't take it back. That's Mullenkamp's second foul. They're just slow at changing the number of fouls on the scoreboard.
Of course, Brenna's only a sophomore. Here's a right side pass to Bell Cable. Thinks about shooting, doesn't. Back to Kennedy. Well, back over here on the left side it goes. There's a shot from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes to Val Mullenkamp. Is missing that one was Karina Conley's sub, Chloe McGlinch. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by six. Inside, Olivia Patch up and no good, but she is fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Coach Brian Patch wanted that one very bad.
Just wouldn't go. She caught it in a good spot and hesitated to draw a foul. If she put it up right away, she would have got the basket.
Don't forget the team of craftsmen at Fort Recovery Lumber can design your project for you and then help you build that project with quality building materials from Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. And Olivia Patch hits the free throw to make it a 7-point game. And this one is up, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Fort Recovery, back up and in by Allie Vaughn. And it's a 46-37 lead now, a 9-point lead for Fort Recovery as Franklin Monroe just can't get anything to go down, and Fort Recovery is doing everything right.
I'd call timeout, put Conley back in.
There's a 3-point shot by Bell Cable, no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. On the left side, back out top, Bell Cable with it. Around the horn, there's Chloe Peters firing a three. It's no good. Rebound comes to Val Mullenkamp. Now passes over to Kiara Wendell. Here come the Lady Indians racing down the court. Right side, there's Allie Vaughn back out to Val Mollenkamp. Val feeds to Olivia Patch. This is going to be a nice win for Fort Recovery if we can hang on. Franklin Monroe, 14-4 on the year. Allie Vaughn on the left side to Brenna Homan. Homan has the ball knocked away, got it back, and a foul is going to be called on Stella Schellebarger of Franklin Monroe. So how much have we outscored them here in the second half?
Fort Recovery was down by 9 at the half, now up by 9. So 18-point turnaround.
And those points were how many?
It was, let's see, Franklin Monroe had 24, so only 13 here in the second half. Fort Recovery with
31. What a turnaround for the Lady Indians. Brenna Homan with the ball. Oh, threw it away. Tried to find Allie Vaughn, and there's a foul on Allie Vaughn. Allie fouled Karina Conley, who's back in the game. Their coach took your advice and put her back in the game.
Not much choice down by 9. You're going to lose the game if you don't put her back in anyway. So
3:35 remaining in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Lady Indians lead 46-37. A terrific second half here for the Lady Indians.
Only 16 fouls, so no free throws yet.
Olivia Patch with the basketball. Actually, I take that back. Franklin Monroe with the basketball. Back outside it goes. That was not a shooting foul, obviously, so next foul for either team will be 1-1. Left side to Bell Cable. Back out top it goes to Karina Conley. Conley will fire and miss. Rebound Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Over to Kiara Wendell. Kiara comes down across the timeline. Like night and day, first half, second half, for both teams.
Franklin Monroe hasn't even scored this quarter.
Wow. Kiara Wendell with the ball. And is fouled by Stella Shell. Now one was going to call. Now wait a minute. One official was going to call a jump ball. One was going to call traveling. And they're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to go to Franklin Monroe.
That goes a turnover for Fort Recovery, 15 for the ballgame.
46-37 on the Fort Recovery Lumber. Fourth quarter scoreboard, 2:55 to go. For outstanding energy-saving Anderson windows and doors that would save you a lot of energy if you had them in your house tonight, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Anderson, the quality name for energy savings, it's Anderson. Inside to Conley, back outside to Bell Cable, to Stella Schellebarger on the left to Kennedy Morris. Back out top to Bell Cable. Franklin Monroe drives in. Good by Karina Conley. And Franklin Monroe wants a time, and that cuts the lead back to 7 with 2:25 to go in the game. Still time for the Lady Jets. Fort Recovery will have the ball when we come back.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, what a second half for Fort Recovery. It's not over yet, but looking good, Justin.
Yeah, up by 7 with only 2:25 left. Allie Vaughn came back into the game during the timeout. She has 4 fouls as well, so a little offense, defense.
Val Mollenkamp had a terrific third quarter to lead this comeback.
13 points for Mollenkamp in that third quarter.
Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Allie Vaughn tossing into Kiara Wendell. Kiara guarded by Bell Cable, and they're going to call a foul on Bell Cable.
We'll put Fort Recovery at the line for a 1-1.
Not sure the official was going to call that at first.
Indians were 0-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half. They are 6-of-8 in the second half. Franklin Monroe 7-of-7 the first half, 4-of-4 in the second half.
Kiara Wendell at the free throw line for the Lady Indians, putting it up, and it is no good. Boy, we got to hit these free throws if we want to ice the game. 46-39, only 7-point lead. And with the ball is Franklin Monroe. Karina Conley with it. Now Bell Cable passing inside to Conley. Puts it up. Oh, bad shot by Conley. Rebound Fort Recovery's Kiara Wendell. She rushed that one.
Yeah, didn't need to shoot it inside. Double team, too.
Yeah, very awkward shot for her, which we appreciate, but she didn't really need to do that. Here's Kiara Wendell. Tried to pass to Brooke Collig, and it's intercepted by Bell Cable of Franklin Monroe. Turnover, Lady Indians. Outside to Bell Cable. Right side, there's Kennedy Morris back outside to Bell Cable. Cable will drive in, tries to feed over to Karina Conley, and stepping in front of the pass was Brooke Collig, and she steals the ball away.
I mean, everybody in the building knows they're trying to get the ball to Conley, and the Indians are just all over her.
Timeout, Lady Indians, 1:24 left to go. It's Fort Recovery 46, Franklin Monroe 39. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
We respect the game. We love the game. 46-39. Lady Indians on top by 7 with the basketball.
Indians love the game a little bit more here in the second half as they're up by 7.
Kiara Wendell out to Olivia Patch. They have got to foul.
And it can't be Conley because she has 4, so.
And there.
There was a foul.
No, they didn't even call it. Here is Paige Forcamp going inside. Blocked by Conley on a risky block. And Franklin Monroe has the ball. Here's Bell Cable on a 3. Got it. And all of a sudden it's 46-42. 53 seconds to go, and now Fort Recovery stepped over the end line. And Franklin Monroe gets the ball back. 53 seconds to go.
Now, first an ill-advised shot by Fort Recovery on the one inside that was blocked. And then just a mental mistake on the over the end line.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes into Chloe Peters on the right side. There is Karina Conley firing a 3 and missing it. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. 46-42, 41 seconds to go, and a foul is called on Bell Cable.
There'll still be a 1-1 for Fort Recovery.
Kiara Wendell, number 20, goes to the free throw line for the Lady Indians here.
And she's the one that missed the 1-1 a moment ago.
Come on, Kiara, get both of them here. Making a nice 6-point lead, and she misses the first of the 1-1. And the rebound comes to Conley of Franklin Monroe. Right side it goes. Kennedy Morris with it. Going to the hole, puts it up and go. Oh, she missed a layup. Rebound battled for, out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Franklin Monroe.
Hey, we got a rebound. Let's go.
26 seconds left. 46-42, Lady Indians by 4 in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. For quality building materials, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Left side, there's Peters with the basketball. Right around, there's up and a foul called on Olivia Patch as driving to the hole was Chloe Peters. So Peters goes to the free throw line. This could cut it to 2 points with 16 seconds to go. Wow.
Not making things easy on themselves or the Indians.
It's we're setting up here for a thrilling ending. 46-42, 16 seconds to go. Free throws up and good.
Yeah, now 12 for 12 at the line on the night.
And I think they're more than that. I think they're 14 of 14.
They're 7 for 7 in the first half and 4 for 4 in the third quarter. So
they're 9 for 9 in the first half. Wasn't it?
No, just 7 for 7.
Free throws up and good again. It's a two-point game, 46 to 44. Court recovery calls timeout, 16 seconds to go. We'll be back.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we're down to the nitty-gritty here. Fort Recovery with a two-point lead. 16 seconds remaining here in the game.
And only 18 fouls for Franklin Monroe, so they will obviously try to foul on the inbounds if they don't get a steal. And it would still be just a 1-1.
Hope you fans have enjoyed the game. It's been a thriller. Great come-from-behind effort by Fort Recovery. Let's hope it doesn't get ruined here at the end.
Just got to get the ball in and knock down a free throw. So easier said than done. Trying to get the ball in Mullenkamp's hands on the inbound.
Yeah, we had two chances at 1-1s here in the last minute and couldn't hit either one of them.
Or Olivia Pat, she's been good at the line tonight.
Allie Vaughn will toss the ball in. 16 seconds to go. We're at the far end of the court. Ball comes in to Olivia Patch, and they do foul Olivia, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, coach's kid should be a good free throw shooter.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And Olivia Patch goes to the line to seal the game. 14 seconds left. This would be pretty hard for Franklin Monroe to come back from a four-point deficit with only 14 seconds to go. Not saying it couldn't happen. Free throws up and good. Olivia Patch, Lady Indians got the ball into who they wanted to, and she was fouled, and she hits the free throw.
Only one timeout left for Franklin Monroe, so no icing the shooter.
One more for Olivia. It's up, and it is no good. And the ball's loose, and who gets it? Fort Recovery comes away with the ball, and they call a foul with 8 seconds to go. Wow.
Not only did they get the rebound and get the foul, it took 6 seconds off the clock to do so.
Well, Franklin Monroe had the chance for the rebound there, and they could have tied the game with a three-point shot, but they didn't get it.
And Patch back to the line for two this time.
So Olivia Patch, 8.7 seconds left on the clock. 47-44. It's up and good. 48-44. Lady Indians by 4 points and looking pretty good now. Two possession game here.
We had a 4-point play in the first half. Not likely to happen again.
And it's good again, and that's probably the game. Fort Recovery wants timeout, leading 49-44 with 8.7 seconds to go in the contest. Lady Indians should have another win tonight. We'll be back with the final seconds right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Just a 30-second timeout. A lot of smiles on the face of those Lady Indians.
Yeah, nice comeback here in the second half. Coach Patch will be happy after the ball game.
So here we go with Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery, I'm kind of surprised they're playing them pretty tight here. Full court press.
Yeah, no need to risk a foul or anything.
Karina Connolly gets it, brings it down. She's going to gun it up. No, she tries to pass off, and Kiera Wendell steals it. That's going to be the game. Fort Recovery has won 49-44. Come from behind victory for the Lady Indians tonight, and there's a whole bunch of smiles on this Fort Recovery, the face of these Fort Recovery Lady Indians right now. And I have an announcement coming in here from Fort Recovery Superintendent Justin Ferks. I'll just let you folks listen to it. Well, I guess we can't pick it up there, but Fort Recovery is on a delay. Actually, they are closed tomorrow. Fort Recovery schools are closed for tomorrow. So that completes the circuit. All of our schools that report to us are closed for tomorrow, including Fort Recovery schools are closed. We're just coming into us, along with Jay County Schools, Blackford County Schools, Southern Wells Schools, South Adams Schools, and Randolph Central Schools in Winchester and Deerfield. Everybody's closed for tomorrow because of the extreme low wind chill. Again, Fort Recovery just announcing they are closed for tomorrow. We'll be back to wrap up this Fort Recovery victory right after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Franklin Monroe High School, we have the head coach of the Lady Indians with us in Brian Patch. And congratulations, Brian. What a second half of play. 67% from the field in the second half. And coming from 9 points down to win this game, 49-44. Win by 5 points. Although Franklin Monroe got it down to 2 points there at one point late in the game. And we were able to hit those free throws. Some girl you know, Olivia.
Yeah, you know, that she was the one we wanted to have the ball, her, Paige, and she stepped up and I think was able to go 3 for 4 down the stretch and kind of give us a little bit of a cushion. So great win by our girls. Very proud of our effort. You know, when Justin's, we shot 67%. We haven't seen numbers like that forever. So,
yeah, the first half was like 30. What was it the first half, Justin?
35
in the first half. So
yeah,
that was quite a turnaround in the second half.
You know.
And, you know, Val was a lot of that in that third quarter where she had 13 points on her own.
Well, you know, and that's what I told the kids was she was obviously feeling it. And I told, you know, in the one timeout we took, I said, look, she's hot. She feels it. You can tell it. I mean, her shot weren't even hitting the rim. It was just going in. And, you know, we told them, look, she's got to get touches. Make sure she's getting touches. She's hot. Make sure we're feeding her. The kids did a great job of getting it to her. And she did a great job of, you know, just being hot and hitting shots and taking good shots. And, you know, I thought all year, our kids have battled, you know, and through a tough schedule with some inexperienced kids. But you know, we've been in close games and competitive games, you know, Coldwater and Knoxville and all those things. We just haven't found a way to win a close game. And so hopefully this is a confidence builder and some momentum for us that we can take moving forward into tournament. And that hopefully we learn how to finish a close game kind of here out today. So
I missed out. I should have taken a photo of the girls as they were coming out of the locker room, because they were all smiles tonight.
Yeah, and they should be. As a 14-3 team, we just beat at their place. And, you know, we were down early and, you know, down 16-9. And we battled back. And our effort by our girls was tremendous tonight. We talked a little beforehand. You know, I feel like we've kind of got away a little bit from the team that, you know, our program, what we've established over the years. And I don't know if we've played with that confidence and that passion, that energy, and that competitive that we need to play with. And I thought that tonight we came out and did a great job of that. The girls were very focused tonight, and you know, give them a lot of credit for you know, buying into it, not giving up on each other, and playing hard. So very proud of them.
And Brenna Holman, a three-point shot, the shot of her career from the left corner when you really needed it. Boy, that was a big shot.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing with her is, you know, and I'm glad she hit that. You know, she's obviously had it kind of a rough few days with her grandfather passing away, and you know, she's been at practice, and you know, she's definitely a trooper, and she's our heart and soul with our energy, and you know, I'm very proud of her, and a big shot for her there. And you know, but that's the thing we've been talking about with our kids is, you know, when your number's called, you gotta be ready to go, and she was ready to go today. And her defensively is where she really helps us out with her passion and her energy and guarding. I thought her and Brooke did a great job on Conley. She had 18, I think, at half, and I think held her maybe 24, 25, something like that. So they cut down on her point totals that she had in the second half and really made her work and struggle. So, you know, the defensive end is really where she helps pay off, too. But big three by her for sure.
Yeah, I was going to comment, Karina Conley, you really changed the game on her in that second half after she had such a great first half.
Well, I think we've probably watched, I don't know, 7-8 films on them, and she never shot the ball that well at all in any of the films. And so, you know, she was more of an inside player and you know, trying to drive to the basket, and very similar to like the Gillen girl that we saw in Coldwater, and Liv did a great job on her. So we thought that would be a similar matchup for us. But, you know, she came out and shot the ball really well, and we had told Liv to kind of sag a little bit. And so, you know, the first, I think, two or three threes were my fault by telling her to play off of her. And so we had to make an adjustment. And, you know, Liv's just not the quickest of foot out there, and she gets that honest. And so so then we had to make a change a little bit. And then when she, you know, was starting to go by some other people, then we decided to face guard her. And like I say, I thought that was kind of a difference with Brooke and Brenna. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, coming up next, Marion Local. How about them?
Well, they're good. You know, they're having a great year. You know, they had Versailles beat at their place and end up losing it in overtime. But they've won a lot of games, very competitive. They have a better record than what I think we do right now. But, you know, it's seeding times coming up here. It starts on Thursday with the seeding process and goes into this Saturday. And then into Sunday is the draw. So for us, you know, this is a big game because if we can beat them, you know, that could possibly bump us up a spot or two, put us in front of them, and with the seeding portion of it. And so, you know, anytime you're playing a MAC game, you want to win those games, but also, you know, especially the ones that you have in your tournament draw, just because it can help you with the seeding portion of it. So it's a big game as far as that goes as well. And, you know, and now, as we told the kids in there, let's get two in a row and let's keep this thing going. So,
remind me, where's our sectional this year?
I think it's Walpock and Coldwater, I believe.
Okay.
You have two options, and so obviously we'll have to wait and see that, but that draw is on Sunday. So.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations. I was worried it was going to be a sad interview there for a minute.
Me too.
But a great second half. Wow.
Well, thank you for coming and taking a chance to come out in this weather, and hopefully everyone gets home safely and stays warm over the next couple of days.
Okay, Brian. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians pull out a win tonight after trailing by 9 at halftime, win by a score of 49-44. Here's Justin with a complete wrap-up.
Again, for Fort Recovery, they were led by Val Mullenkamp with 21, 10 for Olivia Patch, 8 for Kiara Wendell, 7 for Allie Vaughn, and 3 for Brenna Homan. For Franklin Monroe, 24 for Karina Conley, 11 for Chloe Peters, 5 for Kennedy Morris, 2 for Stella Schellebarger, and 2 for Belle Cable. Quarter score, Franklin Monroe led the first three stops, 16-9, 24-15, 37-34, but Fort Recovery outscores the Jads 15-7 in the fourth quarter. In the final, 49-44, Fort Recovery wins. They are now 7-9. Franklin Monroe drops to 14-5 on the year. Again, a 49-44 Fort Recovery win. And a score for Indiana listeners, Belmont 61, Norwell 51. So
is that over?
That is over. The
wow.
Belmont squaws advance.
They must have started that game early tonight. It was originally, I think, going to start at 7, but obviously they started earlier than that. So, well, what a win for Fort Recovery, and we're happy for the gals. They really needed this, again, spirit lifter for them as they played a great second half.
And maybe the stellar shooting they had there in that second half will maybe propel them, get a little more confidence heading into these final six games.
Well, let's hope so. That is going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to Eric Adderley, our studio producer. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. And thanks to Fort Recovery Radio for carrying the game of our broadcast as well. We appreciate that. Don't forget, we will not be able to bring you the Marion local game on Thursday, but instead, you'll be able to hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Justin, thanks again. Boy, I'm just really thrilled for the girls. It just looked so gloomy there for a while, but wow, what a turnaround.
And one of the more impressive things about the win in the fourth, like you and Coach Patch talked about how Val Mullenkamp had that excellent third quarter. She didn't score in the fourth quarter, so it was the rest of the players for Fort Recovery that stepped up there in the fourth quarter and propelled them to the victory. So after Mullenkamp had all the points in the third, didn't score in the fourth, and Indians still won.
We do remind you again, Fort Recovery schools are closed tomorrow. All the schools who normally report to us are closed. And Eric Catterly will bring you up to date on all the announcements. He has a long list of announcements for tomorrow. Again, Fort Recovery, Jay County are both closed for tomorrow due to the extreme wind chill expected tomorrow morning. From Franklin Monroe High School, we thank the folks here for their hospitality. I'm Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold. Have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.